I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. The Red Sox stink. 617-779-7937. Nick Fitzy Stevens, we're going to talk about it because, well, we got to get it all out of our system because I can't start tomorrow's show that way because tomorrow at 2:15 we'll be talking to Alex Cora. Although, to be fair, the first question to Alex Cora might be, your team stinks right now. What are you going to do about it? We had a text chain going here on WEEI Afternoons yesterday that was just... The word embarrassing was being thrown around quite a bit in that Red Sox game last night, and it wasn't mean, it wasn't mischaracterizing the situation. That was an embarrassing 16-1 loss. They scored, but I like to say they got blanked, because they got blanked hard by the Rays. Absolutely blanked the hell out of them. Fitzy, the hell's going on with the Red Sox?
They got blanked in the blank hole, and I've got blank to offer, and so does Alex Cora at this point. Pathetic, embarrassing. Fraudulent. You can insert your own negative descriptive for a team that is grotesquely underwhelming and underperforming at this point. And this will put us both on fraud watch tomorrow, because if they turn in another absolute slop fest tonight, and then we get on with Alex Cora and like, hey, Skip. I know he doesn't like being called that, but like,
I wouldn't if I were you.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Alex. So your best baseball is yet to come, huh? Andy, something's wrong, and I hate to say it, but Alex Cora may be at the root of some of this, because if we're being square.
What'd he do? Did he boot a ball? Did he throw terrible pitches?
What year has the defense been really good under Alex Cora? We thought it was going to continue. Defense, especially infield defense, has never been a hallmark or cornerstone of an Alex Cora managed Red Sox baseball team. And for Alex Bregman to get out there now representing all the faith, money, and trust of this front office this offseason, for St. Bregman to have four effing errors before Easter Sunday is a gag job of epic proportions. Put Devers back at third. He couldn't do any worse.
Don't be dramatic. He's only on pace for 40-something errors over the course of the season.
Which would triple his career high.
Yeah, so I am really torn on this issue, and it's funny. Stick around for 3 o'clock, because this will be involved in my three-point stance. But, is he telling Bregman to boot a ball? Like, what? Do we think they're not doing any fungos or infield, outfield during spring training? Like, how is the manager? And I agree with you. The circumstantial evidence of recent history would say defense has been an issue for a large portion of Alex Cora's tenure. So therefore, Alex Cora, a former utility infielder who, let's be honest, wasn't in the big leagues for hitting home runs and being some great offensive force. He was a utility guy.
He was a manager in waiting.
Yes.
That could fill in a pinch and provide good vibes. He's providing the vibes, and he's filling in a pinch. But holy smokes, if there's any chance he played defense 1/27th as poorly as his team does now, he would have gotten sent the highway to Pawtucket.
So how do we blame Alex Cora for the defense? How do we blame Alex Cora for Bregman not playing like St. Bregman, but playing more like Raffy Devers? How do we... Now, I do sort of remove the Christian Campbell crappy defense from this because... He is an athlete who they're trying to turn into a second baseman, I think, because there's now some question what he is.
Playing him in center? Do you make somebody a new second baseman by playing him in center?
No, and that gets back to the comment, you got to get David Hamilton some at-bats, and you got to do this, and you got to do that.
Why do I have to get David Hamilton some at-bats? Who's not moving his, Topps cards? What card vault is my God, we got to get all these David Hamilton cards? What store on Jersey Street is I got to unload all these David Hamilton City Connects?
So the weird thing is, I think I may be to blame for this. I'm not going to lie to you. If you remember,
Hold on. This is a record moment. Are you going to take the sword on this one?
A little bit. I think there's a chance that during one of my 3-point stances, when I said, you're going to need David Hamilton this year, he is going to be a key contributor, you're going to need him to help you win games, I'm a little concerned that Alex Cora was listening and he's right. We got to make sure we get David Hamilton some innings and some at-bats, because I'm also going to cut bait with that opinion. It's time to sit him down, play Christian Campbell at second base. You gave Christian Campbell the job at second base. It was a bag job, because I think he was willing to do a $100 million contract for the rest of his life. You wanted him in the lineup. He can hit. He's been on base every game. That's great. Allow him to settle in at second base. Stop doing all this crap moving him around. You're paying him $100 million, or maybe only 60-something, but he is here for the long haul. Let him settle in. Let him become the second baseman you think he can become, because when Alex Cora talks about Christian Campbell, one thing he always talks about is how quickly he shows improvement, right? Oh, turning double plays at the beginning of spring training, he looked terrible. And then by the end, he looked like he had done it before and he can do it. Okay, so let's take that approach to the rest of second base. Gerard Mayo used to say, yes, I'm quoting Gerard Mayo, that's how bad it's gotten for the Boston Red Sox, you only get better at football by playing football, right, Fitzy? Well, guess what? You only get better at second base by playing
center
second.
Field.
Nope. So we're going to start that again. Fitzy, you only get better at second base by playing
second base.
Perfect. So play Christian Campbell. And I'm not saying that's the biggest issue. Pitching's in. I said to you guys in the email chain this
Christian
morning.
Christian Campbell, what was my nickname? God damn it. Oh, I've had my kids home all week, so I've lost half my
Your nickname?
Already.
Dumbass. I mean, that may be just us here, but.
Okay, well, I am actually not allowed to say yours over the air without a $555 fine. So, my nickname for Tanner Houck, the machine, because only a batting practice machine or jugs machine would be able to deliver such hittable, consistently smashable pitches time and time again. Andy, he's been bad.
Yeah, no, I know, and the manager apparently wanted to see more bad because he left him out there for more bad pitching and a ridiculous box score. I mean, when you look at the stat line, when you go 2.1 innings, 10 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned runs.
It's a triple-double, Andy.
It is a triple-double. That was a good tweet.
Dan, that's not the way that you want those to
No, that is two home runs. You get two innings, you give up two home runs. Houck has become a little Giolito-like in terms of the past and giving up home runs, but he left him out there. I would say to eat innings, but he didn't eat innings. He just... 8 pitches and runs and other things we can't say on the air here on radio with the FCC listening.
Let's see. He ate that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he ate a mile of that last night.
So, but I do need to flip this script a little bit because I am Mr. Negativity on this show, correct?
Yeah, by and large, I would say. I mean, that's what Ted calls you.
So you're gonna pick a 15 run loss to be positive. That's where you're gonna try to spin it after a 15 run loss.
It's very simple to me. They've been horrific. They lost to the White Sox 11-1, which I thought and was hoping that was gonna be like the April bottoming out. It wasn't. They went to a minor league park and played minor league baseball last night against the Rays.
No, they did not play minor league baseball, Andy. Don't you dare insult the good teams of single, double, and triple A across America who would put forth a more professional effort than that. Yeah, they did go to a minor league park and play like absolute trash. And now I feel like a bozo. Yeah, that's like your resting state, Fitzy. Oh, no. I feel like a bozo for tweeting out Friday night, congratulations to the Red Sox on getting their worst game of the year out of the way. They didn't. They found a way to top it.
So over the course of a few days, they played two of their worst games of the year in a year that is only 18 games deep. They gave up 11 runs. They gave up 18 runs. I mean, 16 runs. And guess what? They can't hit, they can't pitch, and they can't field. Those are all accepted truths right now coming off last night's game. And then I look to the standings. Two games back of first place. You can't play worse baseball than they're playing, and this has dug a hole that they could get out of in a doubleheader. If they had a doubleheader, they could dig out of this hole in a doubleheader. So, as much as the sky is falling over Fenway Park and over Steinbrenner Field, is it still Steinbrenner Field down
it
there?
It is. Yeah. It's Steinbrenner Field. Yeah. So it's 9,800 people.
Yeah.
And I
10K.
Feel badly for any of them that had to watch the Red Sox.
I did
night.
Enjoy that you get to those minor league parks and they brought the tradition from the Trop of you can hear what the fans are actually saying in the crowd because they're right near the microphone and it's quiet enough. The one guy was like 40 million when Bregman was up to bat and everything. I like we can hear that. But Fitzy, the sky is falling. And yet you can atlas the sky with two wins.
It's a gentle sky that's falling.
Yes.
It is a parachute-like sky.
And the division stinks. You're in it. You're in it.
The whole AL blows. The AL sucks out loud.
Yes, Dan Ball. Sorry, Dan Ball raised his hand. He's very excited to say something.
No, I have a question that I want to pose to you guys because I've been thinking about this. Out of all the issues, because there isn't really anything that isn't an issue at this point.
Crochet's not an issue.
All right, yeah, that's one. That's legitimately one. And
you
maybe Aroldis Chapman is
nope.
Two, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Put it this way.
Yeah.
Chapman has been better than we anticipated
yes.
he would be.
And guess what? You'd like him. We'd like to find out if he's an issue, but you never find out if he's an issue when you're losing 16-1 or 11-1 or like the closer just gets guess I got tonight off kind of situation. So yes, Dan Ball, what is your question?
So other than I guess those two things,
ish.
What do you guys identify that's a temporary issue that's going to fix itself? And is there anything that jumps out that is long term concerning right now?
So my biggest long term concerning right now would be Tristan Casas, your first baseman.
Ah,
I don't know if he's good. I don't know if he. I don't know if he's not just a guy that had a hot end of the season a couple years ago. Because I know Bradfoe brought up with the midday guys, even that year he started really slow and there were a boatload of strikeouts. There were a boatload of strikeouts last year. I forgot the numbers. It was like one out of every three or two at bats.
Are you concerned?
Year.
Are you concerned that Casas is nothing more than Phil Plantier that does yoga?
Phil Plantier, but not as fun. Not as fun, didn't have as cool a home runs or his stance. You're not going to use Casas' stance and wiffle ball. At least I can use Phil Plantier's stance and wiffle. Yes, I am dead concerned that the best of Tristan Casas airs on Netflix and is his relationship with Duran and the funny little stories and all of that. And that as a baseball player, there is nothing more laughable right now than 40-120 that Craig Breslow said with him. Unless it's, I don't know, 120 Ks
40 errors,
or
120
yeah.
strikeouts so, by the All-Star
that's
break.
That's the other thing. The guy plays with 4 feet. He's got a glove that's on a foot on in his arm.
It looks like he took off-season defensive reps at the Tyquan Thornton School of Root Running.
Yeah, or like Happy Gilmore in the Billy Madison in like when he's taking the pitching machine in the chest.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I feel like that's how Casas approaches his job. Yes, Dan Ball, you have some stats on Tristan Casas.
The number you were looking for. So last year for Casas, he struck out 31.7% of the time. And
so
this
one
year,
out of every three at bats.
This great. Year it's down. Don't worry. It's down to a whopping 29% that he's striking out.
And in a game.
What a turnaround.
Yep. The average game, you get 3 to 4 at bats. So he's guaranteed to strike out.
Absolutely.
Based on 2 years' worth of numbers, which I don't think is small sample size data, 2 years worth of numbers, he gets to the plate 3 times, you can get your little K sign out for one of them. That is, and I was on this weeks ago. You guys know this. I circled this number. My stat to watch, sponsor it, whatever you want to call it, was I'm going to look at the strikeout column because when they don't put the ball in play, they stink. And they don't put the ball in play very often. Half the time, strikeout.
Actually, quite honestly, last night they struck out just over half the time.
Yeah.
Made 27 outs, 14 of which came via the punchado. And my greatest concern, so if your greatest concern is Casas, Dan, I have to choose something other than the fact that they strike out all the time and can't play defense.
Or they stink. Well, you can't just say they
stink.
Or
that they suck.
I mean, that checks two massive boxes, but if you'd
Dan,
like to choose between the two, you can.
Umbrella policy, they stink.
I already got the defense under Alex Cora is an issue out of the way. I'm going to go back to what you said yesterday. Andy, we had some really good, especially from Mego, who did a terrific job filling in. She had a great three-point stance yesterday that Stiz should bring back up later in the show to see how you guys feel about it. And then Dan had a good one, too. And Dan's biggest concern was about the Red Sox. This was before they lost 2 touchdowns and a safety to an extra point to the freaking Rays. Was there is no homegrown veteran or series/grouping of veterans that the new guys, the young guys, and the mercenaries can lean on for advice, counsel, or to calm them down when your manager can't figure out how to fix it, Driveline can't figure out how to fix it, Andrew Bailey can't figure out how to fix things right now. Who are you supposed to turn to? Who is that big poppy? Who's that calming presence? Who's the Xander Bogarts to say, okay, everybody, R-E-L-A-X? There isn't one.
Jaren Duran would probably be the closest candidate.
But he's in like his, third year at this point?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying like he has elevated himself to star player. He's been through a lot. He's been willing to put himself out there, as we learned in the clubhouse. And he has a little cachet. He's an all-star. He was the all-star game MVP. He's got a little swagger to him. I would say he might be the best candidate. I'm kind of drawing a blank to think of who would be second best.
And that's kind of what Fitzy's alluding to. And I know that blaming a team's issues on leadership isn't the most nuanced take in sports radio history. But
we got St. Bregman. How can we question the leadership of this team?
Well, and that was the other half of what I argued, and Fitzy can speak to this as well, is that your quote-unquote veteran leadership that you have is all hired guns that come from different
Correct.
Systems that come with different values. So my biggest issue that I see with the Red Sox across all phases is that they're sloppy and they're not focused. And those are things that can be shown by veterans that can trickle down to other parts of the roster.
Okay, so it worked. When I just got cranky to start the show and gave out the number, people were like, hey, they're taking calls in the first segment today. They're so upset. So yes, we are, Red Sox Nation. We want to hear your voice, your opinions. Something maybe a little bit deeper than they just stink. Have a little reason behind why they stink. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Justin in Washington, D.C. to start us off today. What are your thoughts on the Red Sox, Justin?
Gentlemen, I agree. They actually kind of stink. And I think it's two structural issues that Breslow is the one to blame for. And I'd love you to talk me out of it because I bet a lot of money on the over and I'm going to lose a lot of money at this rate. But it's number one, pitching. So behind Crochet, you don't have a quality number two or three starter, because Breslow cannot evaluate pitching. Tanner Houck, since the All-Star break last year, has been a Triple-A pitcher. Walker Buehler, by his own words, has sucked in the last few regular seasons. Additionally, the bullpen is currently the 12th worst in baseball, and they are overperforming. Chapman is not a closer, so that's going to get worse. And then lastly, defense, which is 100% Breslow's fault, because even healthy, Connor Wong is one of the worst two or three catchers in baseball. Christian Campbell, who he gave Flora as his second baseman, go look at his advanced metrics. They are atrocious. And lastly, Trevor Story has fallen off of a cliff. He's lost two steps and throwing power. And based on advanced metrics, he's a far below average shortstop. So these are systematic problems that I don't see getting resolved. And I see this team finishing last in the AL East.
All right. Thanks for the call, Justin.
Wow.
I asked for reasons, and let's just say he had reasons ready to go.
That was a damning indictment of the home nine right there.
Was anything wrong?
I haven't looked at Trevor Story's advanced defensive metrics, but they don't look great.
I've watched him play.
He's been okay-ish at the plate. There's really not any one person that can step to the side or remove themselves from the morass of ass that has been the Red Sox and say, like, I've been good. I'm doing well. I'm
Christian
fine.
Campbell. I mean, forget
at the plate. At the plate, sure.
I mean, you start your season being on base every single time, including the contract and maybe that adding a little pressure and this idea that I think it was a bag job. They gave him the job. He might not have even really wanted in spring training. For him to come out and hit the way he's hit, I think is impressive. 617-779-7937. Let's go to AJ in Dover. What are your thoughts on the Red Sox, AJ?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
My thought is, I don't know which one of you said, but you guys were saying that I was thinking, I was wondering about Tristan Cassis and that.
All right, thanks for the call, AJ. You should get yourself a Verizon phone, just like the studio here is powered by our friends at Verizon. Then we'd be able to hear what you said.
Subtle. That really not
nailed
nice.
Nailed it. That's why you get the big bucks, Andy.
I think he was agreeing with me that Casas stinks. I heard Casas in there somewhere, and it couldn't have been good if his name was involved.
But
so.
I mean, like, actually, we do have to ask ourselves, and maybe we should ask Alex Cora this tomorrow when he joins us at 2:15.
Skip.
Is there any truth to, I mean, they tried to move him this offseason. Allegedly,
they chose not to. Supposedly, they could have gotten a pitcher for him.
There were trade talks involving, who pulled back first? Was it Seattle who said no thanks, or did the Red Sox say, no, we got to get 40 and 120 out of this guy?
How are you going to word that question? Did you try to trade Tristan Casas, and were you disappointed that no one would take him? Is that the question? You want
to
just play that tomorrow so I don't have to say it awkwardly live? Yeah. You can just play what I just said to Alex Cora.
You can blame it on
like
the producers.
Like a drop. Yeah, like a drop.
Like a drop, yeah. And I'll just say, Stiz, where'd you get that from? AI. We're not supposed to use AI. You cheated.
Well, now that it's out there, I mean, Alex, if you can answer the question that they played completely by accident.
I'm sure with all the things that are nagging at him right now, the one thing he is dialed in on is WEEI Afternoons.
Absolutely. He's got the Odyssey app to listen down in Florida while he's stewing in his losses. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons. We're taking your calls, your reactions to the early struggles of the Red Sox. We'll have the poll up next, but I will remind everyone, they stink. That's a fact. And yet, they are two games out of first place. More Red Sox talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending, bud.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.